Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chof Aleph in the Art School Oyz V'Hodr edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Aloch Yud Aleph in the middle of Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah Barishoyna Yalulov Nito B'Migdor Shivo Uve Medino Yom Echot. In the beginning, meaning originally, the lulav was taken to Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, and outside of Beis HaMikdash was only taken the first day of Sukkot. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Itkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shealulav Nito B'Medino Shivo Zecher LaMikdash. After Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established that the lulav was taken for 7 days to remember the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, Vishyeh Yom HaNef Kulo Yosor. Yom HaNef is the second day of Pesach. And what happened the second day is once they brought the Omer, you're allowed to eat the new grain, the Chadosh, of that year. But if they don't have the Omer, so when does it become Mutter? It becomes Mutter first thing in the morning. Rechem ben Zakkai is Mesaken, there will be the entire day will be Osir, because Meheiro, the next year, will be Samigdosh, and people will think that you could still eat Chadosh in the morning, but really you can eat it only when the Omer comes. So therefore it's Mesaken that you can eat Chadosh until the end of the day, on Tetzayin Nisan. Continues the Mishnah, Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag Shechalet B'Shabbos, when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry the Lulav and Esrog, and as we'll see in the Gemara, originally they did take Lulav on the first day. So, Kol Ha'am Melichim Es Lulavim LeBeis HaKnesses, everybody takes the Lulav to Shul, LeMocharas Mashkim Ruboy, the next day they come early, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Makir Et Sheloi V'Noitel. Each one has to recognize what is his lulav, and he will take it. Why dafka, the first day of Chag, they're so careful to recognize the lulav? Because the other days of the Chag, you can always borrow the lulav of your friend. So if by mistake you're taking the wrong one, you're borrowing it, and people will allow it. But in the first day, you cannot borrow. A person is not yoytze with lulav ha-shol, lulav which is borrowed. So he needs to be sure that it's his lulav. But the other days of the Chag, one can be yotze with the lulav of his friend, meaning with lulav which is borrowed. Rabbi says, if in the first day of Sukkot, which is Shabbos, he took the lulav out of Shus Ravim, he's potter because he's busy with the mitzvah. He's oisek with our mitzvah. Oisek with our mitzvah, he's potter if he took it out to Shuzer Rabbim. Says the Mork Siv, Samachtem Levi Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. Says you, be happy in front of Hashem for 7 days. How will you be happy? He's telling Tani B'Simchas Lulav HaKosom Adaber. Talk about that you will shake the Lulav for 7 days. He's telling Tani B'Simchas Shlomim HaKosom Adaber. Another Baisa says, we're talking about Shlomim, you have to bring Shlomim all 7 days. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Mando Omar, we use the gears of Abraham. Mando Omar v'simchas lulav v'kosom adaber. Talk about a lulav, b'yom rishon d'var toiv v'shakol yom in d'var toiv. So means that toiv tells you that b'samigdush should bring the lulav for 7 days. All 7 days are midir raiso. And if so, b'yuchim and zaka maskal d'var toiv. So that makes sense. B'yuchim and zaka says you have to take it for 7 days outside of b'samigdush as well to remember the raiso you have in b'samigdush. But Mandomar Bissim Khas Shlomi Makosum Dabir could Mandomar talk about Shlomi Naraba Lulov. But you may show that toy with Shakal Yomid Ivraim. So then Lulov only the first day is the Raiso. The rest of the days is the Rabbanon. So if so, Rihim and Zaka masking al Divraim, he's going to be sacking a takono on something which is the Rabbanon. Vyashaskono Hachaskono. Meaning the fact that you're taking Lulov and Bisamiji for 7 days is only the Rabbanon. Are you going to come and do a takono to remember the Rabbanon? That's something that seems a little bit unlikely, and that's a question in the second braisa. So, Chavrayu Bon Kamir Avyoinu, the friends asked Avyoinu, He Achmad that Omar Tomon, we carved him Isha Lashem Shivas Yom. We said, it says in the Pasuk, Mimaki of Korban for 7 days, and Shiva below Shabbos. From here you learn you can bring it also on Shabbos, because 7 always include Shabbos. Vedekavoso, similarly, when it says that we have the lulav for 7 days, in Shiva below Shabbos, should we include Shabbos? What is the Gemara asking? The base of the Gemara is that you bring a lulav, even in Yubis HaMikdosh, only B'yom HaRishon you do it on Shabbos. But the other days, you don't do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara, why not? That says Shivas Yomim. It says Yom HaRishon. You see, Yom HaRishon is unique. And what way is unique? Yom HaRishon is going to be even on Shabbos. Other days will not include, will not happen on Shabbos. So the one me'ato b'migdosh yitche b'gvul lo yidoche. If you learn from the pasuk that says, there it says, l'fnei Hashem. So if so, only be Samidah should be Doicha Shabbos, not in the Gvulim, and the Gemara knows that in the Gvulim you also Doicha Shabbos. If it would say the words, that's how the Pasuk said it, then you would write. I would say, it said only Beis HaMikdash, not outside Beis HaMikdash. Kan meaning the Gvulim Miet, from Mokach and Beis HaMikdash Ribo. Hello, but what does it say in the Pasuk? V'lakachtem lachem mikol makom. Just take you. With no limitations of what days. And then later in the Pasuk it says, V'samachtem v'nei Hashem v'lokechem shivas yomim. And that includes also be Yerushalayim, not only Beis HaMikdash, also Yerushalayim. But there, the when it says, Lifnei Hashem v'lokechem refers to the Simcha, doesn't refer to v'lakachtem. And that's why v'lakachtem, which is Beyom HaRishon, is not only Beis HaMikdash, is even in the Gvulim. Continues the Gemara, focusing on the end of the Mishnah that said, Rabbi Yosi said that someone who by mistake went to Shusha Rabbim with a lulav, so he is a potter because he's oisik with var mitzvah. So Chavirai Amrin, the friend said, Divrei Rabbi Yosi shemitzas aseh doiche lemitzvah belois aseh, meaning esta doiche lois aseh. The esse of shaking a lulav is doiche de lois aseh of Shabbos. Chaim goes to explain the exact scenario that he did not actually do mitzvah lulav yet. And now when he's picking it up, he's not doing mitzvah lulav because he doesn't have the four minim with him. He has with him only the lulav and he has to go to where the hadasim, the aravos are. Why? Because if everything is with him, the minute he picks it up, he's yotzeh. Amar lo Rabbi Yosi loy minado. That's not the reason. Not because he has to do yichaloy saseh. Elo minado because of the following, which means he's always when you're holding the lulav, you're yotzeh b'mitzvah. Tomar Avilo v'tayin tamon, Avilo said, and it's the price that was said over there, kach haya minig b'Yerushalayim, the minig b'Yerushalayim was, odom hoi lecha beis ha-knesses v'lulov hoi b'yodoi. He's going to shul, he holds his lulov. Koi reis shema, umispalel v'lulov hoi b'yodoi. He's shra and davening, he's still holding his lulov. Nichnos levakir es ha-choyle, he's going to visit ha-choyle, lulov hoi b'yodoi. He's still holding the lulov. Lost as his kapa, he does the siyas kapayim as ha-koyin. Ulikos b'toiro, then noistol chaver. Then he gives it to his friend because he cannot nusias kapayim without. He has to have his hands available. Also, yukos b'toyro has to be able to hold the sefer Torah. And only once in yichud b'har, it's also a tatl. Once you put down on the ground, you can't pick it up anymore because then it's finished. Then you finish with the mitzvah. But as long as you're holding on to the lulav, you're still doing a mitzvah. So therefore, it's called oisik b'dar mitzvah, even though he already is yoytz of the mitzvah lulav. But as long as he's holding on to it, he's considered to be oisik b'dar mitzvah. The Gemara continues to have Chobay Samud Aleph. Says the fact that he says once you put it on the ground, you can't carry it. You see, you can't enjoy it. Meaning it's also Bahana. Because if you could enjoy it, even though it's Muksi, there's things you could do with it on Shabbos. So even though you can't maybe use it for Lulav, but you can use it for other things. And the Gemara brings an example. Tani, Metaltim, Atsebis, Somim, La Riach, Bem, Lochel, Bashabbos. If you have a tree that has a good smell, like Adasim, give it to the sick to smell it on Shabbos. So Adasim has a usage on Shabbos. When the kids say, Amri, Arova, Mutala, Nipa, Lochel, Bashabbos, with Arova, you can blow in front of the Chole to wave in front of him so he'll have a little air. So there's something you can do with it. So here you see, you now let him enjoy it. A Lulav mitzvah is also Ba'ano. Continues the Gemara and said, we said if you're busy with a mitzvah, so you potter on Shabbos. So Gemara, v'sakit shemilakin, av b'matzokin. Meaning it's a question. Do we say also in the knife of the meal, which is not the mitzvah itself, it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's a preparation for the mitzvah, or the matzah, which is not the mitzvah itself, it's just to eat the matzah, but the matzah itself is hechsher mitzvah. What happens if there you took out the shos ravim, do you see his oy sacred mitzvah? So the Gemara, Yimad Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Afilu Pirish, Chozer, Afilu Tzidus Shein, Me'akipas HaMilo. So you have a din instead of Shabbos, that if one is doing a brismila, and then he, in the middle of the brismila, he stopped, and he realized that there's some pieces of skin, which are called tzitzin, that he didn't take off, and it's not Me'akipas HaMilo. You can, the meal is kosher without it. He could still, according to this sheet, he could go back and fix it. So you see that you could go back to fix even a hinder mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah itself. That tells you that anything associated with the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. And maybe you have a din of oisik b'mitzvah. And here the Gemara is comparing hiddur mitzvah to hechsher mitzvah. Thing that is a preparation for the mitzvah, something who beautifies the mitzvah. The Gemara treats it in the same way over here. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Sukkah, Daf Chof Aleph.